That's wrong right there. It should be Stimpy's First Fart is the title of this cartoon. I'm Richard, and I'm here with Vincent and
Hello.
Eddie and John. And the way that this cartoon came about was, well, John came up to me and said, Vanessa wants some heartwarming stories. And so here it is.
Yeah, basically what happened was, we were doing all these gross stories in the first season, and I wanted to do some really extreme cartoons for the second season, so I went to Vanessa and said, what if we make a deal? Instead of you toning down my extreme cartoons, let me make the extreme ones, and in return, I'll make you some really heartwarming cartoons. And she said, well, like what? I said, well, how about where Stimpy has his first fart, and then he can't find it, and he gets heartbroken. And he goes and searches all over the city and leaves Ren. And I acted a bunch of it out. I hadn't even written it yet. And Vanessa started to cry. She said, do it, Joe, do it. Okay. Somebody say something. Eddie, how'd you come up with this scene?
Well, it's worth nothing.
I always love Ren in a fez and an ascot.
What happened?
The only thing I like better is when he sings jazz in a fez and an ascot.
Something came out of my...
And all those feet.
That's nice, Stimpy. Something came out of your butt.
No, Ren. I'm serious.
This needle drop music is superb. John didn't want to do synthesizer music, you know. He wanted the orchestral thing like the Warners had and everything. And I guess this is the closest you could come to it. But the music is outstanding in these cartoons.
Yes, they picked some very nice. Look at that face. Oh.
All the hyphenated expressions.
Yeah. Only John gets to break the rules like that. Except we did just see Rubber Nipples Husband. I broke some too the wrong way.
There's some good mic layouts in here too, Mike Fontenelle.
Yes!
Look at that.
Stimpy, the most appealing character ever.
You're an idiot.
No, Ren, really! Woo! I'll make another one! Watch me now.
Escalating scene coming up.
Yeah, Eddie tried to act out this scene every morning.
Yeah. How many pairs of pants did he go through?
They're the same pair of pants.
I love it when a character comes in from the right as if his legs are at an ironing board. But it works perfectly.
It's how we make it on the cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really hate it.
John wants him physically attached to the ground.
Oh, okay.
I love this kick. I love this little kick.
Funko trademark. The bemused expression.
Your ass is never deflated like that.
I don't want to hear any more about your stinky fantasies.
Stinky is not a fantasy.
John's cutting style is really unusual. He'll frequently cut to a new pose that doesn't quite hook up with the old one, but it's perfect. It's a smash cut that just has a big effect.
That was a mistake.
Oh, man, I love your mistakes.
Oh, Stinky!
There's a mistake on the carpet over there. Love it.
That pig is a mistake.
Stinky?
That's right.
Stinky!
Hey, Richard, how do you go about writing all these jokes?
Oh, well, you act it out for you, and then...
Here's this music that John calls Sunday afternoon music. Just happy, life happening type of music. I can't believe you did this.
And I like the nose goblins, always.
We were always having troubles trying to get the nose goblins passed by Nickelodeon. For some reason, they really hated boogers.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want it to be called boogers at all. They were magic boogers originally.
Magic boogers.
Just switched it to nose goblins.
Nose goblins was the alternative.
John has a way of making gross things so appealing and cute, you know, that it breaks your heart to look at them.
Who drew these? Is that you, Getty? Are these your scenes?
No, I don't think so.
I think that was a Cary Yost.
Oh, what?
I think that one is.
Mm-hmm.
But again, someone's going to kick me in the ass walking down the street because they're going
to
go,
hilarious.
That was mine, you boy. Yeah, that guy.
I love the little bloody tip on the end of this center guy's head.
Oh, my God.
We'll keep an eye out.
You can tell he was attached very deep in the sinuses. We had a whole theory about like the different kinds of boogers. There was the urinal booger, the trapdoor booger, the TikTok booger.
Well, didn't Jim do the first magic nose goblins underneath? You didn't paint or rendering?
I did the drawing, and I think Bill painted that. That they faded out on early so that nobody could see the pretty boogers.
I love these.
Look at the paintings.
I love the character,
yeah.
What he's painted onto the background.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What's on TV today?
I don't care.
The staging is so simple. It's not a bunch happening in the background and everything. Just enough to highlight the comedy.
But the backgrounds were at a peak right then. Just look at all the textures and depth.
I don't care.
Looks like dandruff painted on the wall.
Here we go.
This is the kind of staging that you always complain about, Eddie.
No! Why are you airing my dirty laundry right here?
This is my Hanna-Barbera staging theory.
Oh, I know. I told John this wouldn't work. Well, I told him Ren and Stimpy wouldn't work because you can't combine Larry Fine and Peter Lorre. So I guess I'm wrong about a lot of things.
Okay, Eddie's going to leave
you back.
Proved you wrong.
Everybody's drawings are in this scene.
Yeah, look at that.
Mine, I think I saw a couple of yours in there.
Did you shuffle them? That's the Eddie theory.
I think Charlie Bean might have done some of these.
Yeah, I seem to remember a couple of people being tortured over this. That looks almost like a Mike Fontanelli.
Look what I brought you.
Feel the love.
It's like the sound effects for iBlinks. Could be a fist hitting a beanbag. It could be a broken glass. You never know what's going to come up.
Yeah, some nice acting. Ren.
Yeah.
The mouse is a good actor.
Yeah. Hey, look, Stimpy. Eat Mr. Litterbox. Come on. Take a stinky one.
He's got a tail.
Yeah, he's actually a dog there for a minute.
Nice and stinky.
Stinky.
Oh, these expressions are gorgeous.
They are. Unfortunately, when we get portfolios, that's what everybody tries to draw, is those expressions. Instead of just, look, Stimpy breathing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's it. You're still crying about your imaginary butt stinkiness.
Oh, there was a shrink take in there.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze frame that scene and watch Ren's head get really small.
Yeah.
Anymore.
It's a little treat for you.
He's real. He's real. He's real.
John came up with some great mouth theories.
Yeah. Notice it just popped to a different pose. I know John thinks that's a mistake, but I think it's wonderful.
Fantasy of yours. Let the wound heal. Come on, man. I'll help you. Together we'll get through this.
You know, when I first met John at Filmation, you know, he cut a cartoon kind of weird, and I thought, well, John still has something to learn about this. And then I didn't see his work for a while, and I went over Ralph Bakshi's studio, and it had one of John's storyboards on the wall. And in the short time between that and what happened to Bakshi's, he had learned how to cut better than anybody else in the business. I was absolutely shocked when I saw that board in the hallway. He went from 0 to 60 almost overnight.
Bastard.
It's a fun anecdote
about not fair.
This cartoon.
Who painted that one, I wonder? Scott Wills did a lot of the paintings in this. That looks like Bill. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I know.
But the two of them, like, really killed themselves on this episode.
Yeah.
And did Glenn do any in this show?
Glenn Barr might have done some.
Oh, and there's Paul Tsongas at the window. That was someone who ran for president, for all you kids who don't remember.
I love the way Stimpy was just a sausage in the bed with the bedspread almost just painted on him.
Mm-hmm. But yet formed to his perfect butt.
John always makes fun of his own characters.
Well, they're cartoon characters, right?
All right, this scene here almost didn't make it in the picture.
Snow or...
No, not this part here, but what's going to happen.
Oh.
And, Ren tries to get Stimpy to come back into the house, and he tries to lure him with the mistletoe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vanessa Coffey really liked the scene, but who was working at Nickelodeon...
And story editor.
He was assigned to make sure that we didn't sneak anything into the cartoons.
And fun police.
He explained to Vanessa that there might have been some homosexual overtones to pointing the mistletoe and leading... Stimpy in.
You can string the
and so they sent us a note saying, cut that scene out, because it'll offend homosexuals. So we were all set. Oh, so I did it, and we had a homosexual working for us, and one day I walked by his office.
It was a quota thing, right?
And he was staring at the desk looking all sad, and I said, hey,
hey, Stevie.
I'm not going to say his name because he might not want to be named, but...
Rock Hudson.
That was Rock Hudson. I said, what's wrong, Rock? And he said, we cut the mistletoe scene. I said, wait a minute, you like that scene? And he said, yes.
What's not to like? Look at it.
That is genius. That is absolute genius.
So then I flew to New York, and I had lunch with Vanessa and...
And you had Rock's head in a box?
And I
took it out?
Actually, his name is Jim.
Yeah.
So I went to New York. I had lunch with and Vanessa, and we talked about all kinds of things. And then I brought this up, and I told the story of how... first we had a big argument. And I had a big argument. I tried to get the scene back in. And I told that we get lots of letters from homos telling us that they...
That they
love the show, and they like homosexual overtones, and they like it. I had one letter where somebody said, me and my lover identify with Ren and Stimpy because they get into these horrible fights like we do, and then we make up and we're right back
really
in the sack again.
Yep.
Just like Ren and Stimpy. So I told this story, and Vanessa's starting to listen seriously to me, saying, you know, maybe we should. And going, don't you listen to him. That guy could sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. And I'm trying to calm down. Now calm down. Calm down.
Well, thank God she did listen.
So then I finally brought up the story about Jim crying because the scene was taken out. And Vanessa looked at me, and her eyes got all big like Stimpy's. She said, he really wanted that scene in there? And I said, yeah. She said, put it back in. And she's like, I can't believe this is happening. She said, put it back in, John. Put the scene in. So that's how the scene got saved.
By the way, there was a line about dingleberries in there, and at the time I didn't know what a dingleberry was.
You Nickelodeon didn't know what a dingleberry was either.
That's good. That's a good.
So thing. That's what all those things are hanging from me.
Yeah. We've been calling those will nots.
Yeah, in Canada we call dingleberries will nots.
Because they will not come out.
They will not.
Without pain.
Look at these paintings.
Beautiful. Gorgeous. My favorite painting is the one with the footsteps away from the house, but we were talking over before. It's like that Norelco commercial. It just rings true to me for some reason.
This scene almost got cut.
That's right.
Why?
Because of that.
Because he gets goosed?
Because he pulls Santa's butt cheeks apart to look for Stinky.
Oh.
Well, you know.
I think we actually showed it in the storyboard. And
wasn't originally this flesh tone?
I don't remember.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, yes.
Nice
painful
feet. You smell me.
You know, it's weird because... there's a bunch of jokes in here we had to fight for.
Yeah.
And then there's certain jokes that just went right by, and they didn't say anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'll be coming up soon, when I thought for sure that they would cut out.
And it's big.
Look at that pantomime acting.
Thanks.
I love the
thinking poses
of my
butt.
Characters. John's cartoons characters always have to think before they
and
act.
And again, the music on this is freaking great.
The music pulls it all together. I cried. I got mad. I got mad that I got suckered into crying to this cartoon.
I didn't cry until Ren starts pushing the present over towards Stimpy's picture.
And now everybody in the industry wants to do needle drop music, but at the time that was very radical.
Actually, they're still mostly using synthesizers.
Wow. This is so much better.
Okay, this is the scene.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that this got through. We thought for sure they would throw this out. We put this in thinking they would throw it out and leave something else.
Right.
Oh, no, no.
Not that. No, it's when the bus comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Long scene.
There it comes.
Yeah.
But, but that somehow stayed in. And now you get to hear Stinky's voice as Paul Tsongas for the first time.
Yeah, that is actually imitable behavior, isn't it? Sticking your head underneath
the bus tire. Yeah.
Imitable behavior.
Imitable? Imitatable?
I hate that word.
Imitable?
That was made up for animation.
I was surprised they let us do this part where he does the finger. That he misses so much. Oh, I missed it. I was looking
little
down.
Little hairs on
yes.
it. But.
What is that little paint thing?
Here's Eddie's layout. That's like your first layout or something, isn't it?
It may have been.
I remember you had a million theories about this scene. Something, the way you were drawing the fart flying around and stuff?
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, but explain what you're thinking here, Eddie. This is your chance.
Well, I was trying to incorporate your theories that people should think before they do something. You've never said that, but it just seemed right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Look,
you had a million theories about this scene.
And I can't remember any of them. All I remember is the work that it took to do this.
That's all you got for us?
Well, I'll try to make up somewhere else. I'm just shocked at how touching this is. It's so weird, and yet it's so appealing at the same time. You could show this to your maiden grandmother. Wait, I guess she wouldn't be a maiden if she was grandmother.
Unless you're
some
Jesus.
Some are, yeah.
You're Jesus twice removed.
Yeah. Well, there was a theory about the appeal of the overall reasoning of this cartoon, that women are, you know, changing diapers, you know, and there's like a cuteness associated with farts that men don't
look at that.
Have that link.
This scene is a reference to the end of Snippy's Big Day.
Yeah.
It's staged. We even used some of the same drawings.
Mm-hmm.
And we just reenacted it, only with Ren.
Yeah. Snippy's part out.
Well, you left room for the music. That's wonderful. For most people, music is an afterthought. They just time the show whatever way they want.
It's so good to have you home.
Do you remember when John said, somebody said, what's that pause after the gag? And John said, oh, you have to have a pause for people to laugh.
Yeah.
Who in Saturday morning had ever left such a pause before?
Well, that's because in Saturday morning, if you get a knowing smile, you've done your job.
I know. John goes for the laugh, not the smile.
No, you just relax.
Show us your tongue.
Oh, that's great.
I like that asymmetrical nose. That's also Stimpy's Big Day.
See the timing, he just allows it to happen.
See all the muted colors in this?
Yeah.
This was after the Candy Cane Lane incident.
Oh, yes. After the background guys tried to
kill John. I can't stand the colors in most cartoons. They're usually like completely primary colors and secondary colors. Pink, purple, green, yellow, blue, red. All those Disney movies that they make now.
Mm-hmm.
God. Aladdin was red and blue all through the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And it's the natural instinct of cartoonists and painters that they just want to paint everything the brightest possible color. So I used to talk to Bill and Scott and those guys and show them tons of old movies and, you know, old illustrations. Try to get them
finger.
To be more subtle with the colors. And this cartoon was the first one that really kind of succeeded.
Really sang.
Although we're looking at primary colors. These are primary colors.
Yeah.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah, these cartoons seem as shocking to me now as they did when I first saw them. I'm still thinking every scene, oh my God, look what he did. You can't get away with that.
Get away with it. It's called comedy.
Yeah.
It's the cutest little fart you've ever seen.
Holy cow, I can't believe you did this. It's so touching.
Wet eye to wet eye.
Weird and touching at the same time.
That was a staggered shrink tank.
Dad. I thought I'd never smell you again. And now you're back. If we can be together.
Then Ren is jealous.
Anything to make his Stimpy happy.
Weird eye theories going there.
Yeah.
No, Dad, we can't.
It's one of the best Stimpy movies of all time.
And I've got my own life to live. I'm a man now.
Look at that pout.
Man has
is that Fontanelli?
You understand,
oh, maybe.
Don't you? No.
My Ren and Stimpy do great pouts.
Wait here, Bob. Maybe this will help you to understand. Come on in, honey.
Dad, I want you to meet my fiancée, Laura.
Another one of those paintings. Wouldn't you like to own the original?
Yes.
Framed in a big gold frame on your wall. Baroque frame.
Keep watching eBay. They'll turn up. As we slowly die off and people sell them.
Every good comedy ends in a wedding.
That's right.
And so, power infested in me, I now pronounce you...
That's a cross.
That's right, there's actually a cross in that cartoon.
God.
Something you don't see very often.
Doggone it, this cartoon is even better than I remembered.
And that was supposed to be in tighter on the door. But what are you going to do?
Next time.
So you're not supposed to really know it's his nose yet.
Well, for the folks at home, they can...
So typical of a Spumco product. It stands up to 1,000 viewings, and you never get tired of it.
Love a happy ending.
Here's a dollar.